Remember these. I'd rather fight than switch. Just what the doctor ordered, and pick me up and smoke me sometime. Those are, or were, old advertising slogans for cigarettes. Stories about Big Tobacco are well known, the group of cigarette, cigar, and snuff makers who turned a second-rate crop into a multi-billion dollar industry, at least partially thanks to creative marketing. Now some physicians and public health officials worry whether the leaves of another plant could follow the same track. They say as Massachusetts and other states permit the sale of marijuana, at least for medical purposes, they hope regulators will learn a lesson from tobacco. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has our story.
The argument that marijuana is poised to follow the path of tobacco begins more than 100 years ago, with changes in curing that made tobacco easier to inhale, additives that made it more addictive, and machines that began to churn out inexpensive, readily available cigarettes. With these innovations and lots of clever ads...
How's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack.
Tobacco use and addiction rose dramatically. Dr. Sharon Levy runs the Adolescent Substance Abuse Program at Boston Children's Hospital.
Is there anything to prevent innovative products with marijuana that will do the exact same thing?
Levy acknowledges that marijuana is nowhere near as harmful as is tobacco, and that marijuana has some health benefits. But she worries that marijuana addiction rates, now around 9% of users, could climb to those seen among tobacco users without strict controls on growers and manufacturers. Growers are already producing strains of marijuana with stronger and stronger concentrations of THC, the ingredient that makes people high. It's also the ingredient that seems to trigger depression, anxiety, and sometimes psychosis in Levy's adolescent patients.
At the heart of it, the concern is that the drive to make a profitable market out of marijuana is at odds with protecting the public health. Because the way to make marijuana profitable is to sell more and more of it.
Again, Levy assumes that more marijuana would be bad for the public's health, and she worries that, as with tobacco, many of the harmful effects of marijuana may not be seen for years. But marijuana industry leaders bristle at the suggestion that they are following in the steps of Big Tobacco.
I despise the tobacco industry, or many aspects of them as well, and certainly don't want to be part of something, you know, a lying industry.
Michael Elliott, director of the Marijuana Industry Group in Colorado, says his members supported taxes, product testing, licensing, and many rules for marijuana that the tobacco industry fought for years.
We ended up embracing regulation when a lot of people in the marijuana community, a lot of the activists, didn't want regulation. They wanted to be able to, you know, grow it from their home and sell to whoever and have there be little to no oversight. And we were not okay with that.
The marijuana industry is not big yet. It's approved for medical purposes in Massachusetts as well as 22 other states, and legal for recreational use in Washington and Colorado. But the industry to support use in these states is growing quickly.
Oh my God, like weed. No, I'm just kidding.
Alan Brockstein founded 420 Investor, an online group that tracks about 200 publicly traded marijuana stocks.
The opportunity is huge. We are taking an industry that's been around for a very long time, but it's been illegal, transitioning to a real industry where people can enter it without being criminals.
So are government agencies taking lessons from tobacco as they create rules for this exploding industry? Ron Kammerzell is Colorado's Deputy Senior Director of Marijuana Enforcement.
Our biggest objective is to protect the youth in the state and make sure that we're doing this as responsibly as possible. So we took a lot of cues from the tobacco settlement agreements.
Those agreements between Big Tobacco and states restricted ads, promotions, and sponsorships aimed at children and teenagers. Dr. Levy points out that the tobacco industry is often accused of skirting youth restrictions with candy-flavored cigarettes, for example, that appeal to youth even if they aren't direct marketing. Colorado, like Massachusetts, does not allow additives in marijuana for medical purposes. Both states require testing so that consumers will know how strong different ingredients are in the marijuana they buy. But analysts who've tracked the tobacco industry for years are wary.
I'm beginning to have a sort of a sense of deja vu about this.
Richard Daynard, a law professor at Northeastern University, has focused for more than 30 years on tobacco liability cases. He says marijuana is different.
It's never going to be as deadly as tobacco, but that's not saying very much. So that's the world we're about to enter. The best advice would be stop, look, and listen before we go there.
Coming back to Dr. Levy, the pediatrician, she says it would be helpful if key national agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Institutes of Health, and others were collaborating on a strategy to address the industrialization of marijuana. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.